This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Elaine Grant, in for Ryan Warner. In about 10 months, Colorado's first recreational marijuana retail businesses will open their doors. What exactly that new industry will look like is still a mystery. The cities and the state are scrambling to put regulations in place before that happens. Colorado has had lots of experience regulating marijuana for medical use, but the system isn't perfect. So Governor John Hickenlooper has assembled a task force of lawmakers, business leaders, and law enforcement. They've passed the halfway point in their work, and CPR's Ben Marcus has spent countless hours at their meetings and joins us for an update. Hi, Ben.
Hey.
I understand the task force has already agreed on some recommendations it will make to the legislature, especially concerning minors who authorities catch with marijuana, right?
That's right. And this is huge. The task force voted unanimously to not criminalize minors on a first offense for marijuana possession if it's less than an ounce. Previously, this could be a petty offense. You could sometimes end up in court. And the big problem criminal law experts have is that when minors get tangled up in the criminal justice system, it can stick with them forever, even if it's a small marijuana petty offense. And it could be if you go to apply for student financial aid, it's something that could hold you back. If you go to apply for a job later. And so this was a key issue for the task force. Now that marijuana will be much more prevalent in the society, more kids are going to get busted for minor offenses of marijuana. Do we want to criminalize all of them? So unanimous decisions on a 24-member task force, I think, are pretty rare, but most people agreed that this was the right way forward to not criminalize these kids. So, in fact, what will happen on a first offense, as long as it's less than an ounce of marijuana and you're under the age of 18, education or some kind of treatment, it's up to the judge. But after that first offense, then you can start to get some criminal sanctions.
We should emphasize that whatever comes out of the task force, including this unanimous recommendation, still has to be adopted by the legislature.
That's right. These are recommendations. They're still going to get another hearing when they finally make their way to the legislature, and they have to eventually vote on whatever changes to law there's going to be, and the governor has to sign off on them. So this isn't the end of the issue. It's the very beginning, but a unanimous decision is seen by many to be a pretty strong message.
Absolutely. But there were also some big issues that the task force has kind of punted on, at least so far.
That's right. And banking is by far the biggest one. And what the task force has essentially said is that there is no good state solution to the problem. And just a quick recap, marijuana businesses in the state right now, medical marijuana businesses, can't legally have bank accounts because banks are regulated by the federal government. And marijuana is against federal law. And so what the task force has essentially said is that we'll ask the legislature to send a letter to Congress and ask them to fix the problem. It should be noted that Congress usually doesn't respond favorably to these letters from state legislators. So it's likely that this isn't really going to go anywhere.
I see. And so that leaves these retail businesses, just like the medical marijuana business is now, needing to find some other way to deal with the cash that flows their way than a bank.
That's exactly right. And so what I'm told by a lot of medical marijuana businesses is that they have bank accounts. They're just not saying that this is a medical marijuana business bank account.
Uh-huh. I see. There's also one other potential solution that was floated by Boulder Congressman Jared Polis. He's a Democrat. He introduced a bill earlier this month to legalize marijuana at the federal level. Wouldn't that solve the problem?
It would, but he introduced a bill 2 years ago that would have solved the banking problem, that would have said, hey, banks, it's okay if you have these marijuana business accounts. It should be noted it didn't go anywhere.
If you're just joining us, this is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Elaine Grant, in for Ryan Warner. Joining me is CPR reporter Ben Marcus, who's leading our coverage of marijuana legalization in Colorado. Ben, the task force meets again tomorrow. Members have a full plate of issues to vote on. The biggest may be this question about whether you'll need to live in Colorado to purchase marijuana.
Right. So the question in front of the task force tomorrow is going to be, should it not be restricted to just in-state residents? Should people from Nebraska or Wyoming or New Mexico be allowed, or anywhere in the country or internationally for that matter, be allowed to come into Colorado as long as they're over the age of 21 and be able to purchase marijuana? Now, the Attorney General's office is a big proponent of restricting to only in-state residents, and the idea being that if the feds are really concerned about marijuana leaving Colorado, then that's the best way to keep it in the state, only to allow residents of Colorado to purchase marijuana. So the people that are for opening this up to anybody, they say that why make drug dealers out of Coloradans? Because people are going to come to Colorado to buy marijuana anyway. If they can't purchase it legally, they're going to end up purchasing it from people who can, who will be Coloradans. Why create another black market? The point of Amendment 64 is to get rid of black markets for marijuana.
But I can imagine big marijuana shops opening at the borders, just like the big fireworks stands just across the Wyoming border.
That's exactly right. So the draft recommendation that's in front of the task force now also calls for restricting licenses for retail shops at the border. So you wouldn't have these big super centers setting up on the border. Now, the guy who drafted this, Sam Kamen, who's a DU law professor, he mentioned that Colorado in this draft recommendation will show a little more respect to Wyoming than Wyoming has shown to Colorado. So the recommendation also calls for signage at the borders and the airport, and just kind of reminding people that if you come to Colorado and purchase marijuana, you can't take it home.
There's also a battle playing out over edible marijuana. These are things like brownies and candy infused with pot. What's going on here?
Right. So, you know, health professionals see edibles as the most dangerous marijuana product. And there's a couple reasons for that. Edibles are packaged and they look like food. They're brownies, they're candy, and often the packaging is very enticing. So kids may not understand that this is something that's dangerous for them. You know, if a kid eats a bunch of plant material marijuana, it may just get a little bit of a tummy ache. It's hard to get really high or to overdose on that, and kids usually aren't going to eat a lot of it. Edibles are different. They're activated marijuana, so they taste good. You pop them in your mouth, and suddenly, you know, as soon as it's getting into your bloodstream, you're starting to get high, and it's easy to overdose on edibles because these can have really high doses. You're supposed to take a very small amount, but kids won't know the difference. They take an entire brownie. They can end up in the emergency room.
And can it kill them?
There is no science yet to show that marijuana has killed anybody. And this comes up a lot in the consumer safety groups. It's like, hey, this hasn't never killed anybody. But it can give you a terrible high. It can really be disturbing for people. And so health professionals are very concerned about this. And they want to address it in two ways. There's a push to remove flavoring agents from edibles. And this would make them less palatable for kids, so they wouldn't chomp on the whole thing. The other push is to somehow put them in a packaging that's like prescription packaging, that's hard to get into for kids, so they can't just rip open into it and ingest the entire thing. But the edibles industry is saying, look, if you take away our flavors, if you make us put this expensive packaging around the edibles, you can really decimate the industry. So there's a battle playing out as to how edibles will look under recreational marijuana.
Sounds like one of the more complex of many complex topics to do with marijuana legalization, right, Ben?
Absolutely. There are many issues, whether it be financial, whether it be consumer, whether it be political. It's a very complex issue.
Well, thanks for the update, and we'll look forward to more.
You're welcome.
That was CPR reporter Ben Marcus. He's leading our coverage of marijuana legalization. You can follow his tweets on marijuana law at CPR Marcus. That's Marcus with a K.